Good morning and welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talking. How you doing today? I thought we were supposed to have an early spring. It's cold. It's over. We had it and it's over, right? And here we are, winter again. But how are each and every one of you doing? I pray you will have a blessed day. My name is Linda Sims and welcome to the show. I have a few things I need to share with you before we get started. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com, or you can download a free app on any electronic device, and the name of that app is called TuneIn. Okay, and once you download it, go to the search bar and type in WWGH, or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments or just be a part of our show today, we would love to hear from you. Thank you so very much for your love and your support. Those of you who faithfully listen to A Voice of a People, and if it's your first time, I pray it will not be your last time. Also along with you, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce will begin April the 20th from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. Free produce will begin April 20th from 12 noon until 2 p.m. at the above-mentioned address for Logos Christian Ministries. They also have a wellness fitness walk area adjacent to their sanctuary, and it is open to the public. Respect their property. Cheryl Lee, she is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County elementary schools, along with North Union's County elementary schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Those along with you are the ones who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Okay. All right. So let us move on to more announcements. Now, I know each and every one of you have heard about the solar eclipse that will be visiting our area April the 8th.
April the 8th, yes.
We got a little while yet. And don't forget to get your glasses. Now, I heard that the Marion Library will give each person one set of glasses. Not two, but just one. Like if you go, you get yours, you can't get a pair for your sons. At Marion Public Library. Okay.
Yeah. What kind of glasses are they supposed to be?
They almost, almost black. Can't even see anything unless you, put it toward the light.
We don't need no stinking glasses. Be walking around running into each other.
You're right.
They used to tell us to use like little pinholes and all kinds of stuff.
They did.
Yeah, so we'll just go to the library and see what's up with them.
Yeah, better hurry up because they started last week giving them out. So I don't know if they're out or not.
Did you get you some?
No.
See, you need to stop.
I got to get mine.
You need to stop. You know, Goodwill, you should already have
them. Already had them, right.
You should be showing the people that's out there that you're speaking to
what they look like.
Because you walk around like you ain't supposed to be using them.
But here's the history of this solar eclipse. Darkness at midday over the Ohio country. Not since Tecumseh. We know that was a Indian. The last time Ohio was witness to a total eclipse of the sun was June the 16th of 1806. 1806 eclipse has gone down in history as Tecumseh's eclipse. Okay, March the 13th at 7 p.m., there will be a program held at Tri-Rivers Auditorium. Thomas O'Grady, astronomy instructor at Ohio University since 1984, will share the dynamics causing solar eclipse, subsequent eclipse expeditions, some history linked to the eclipse of 1806, and a few stories about war and peace associated with this unique celestial phenomenon. So if you're interested in that and hearing Thomas O'Grady give history on that, this will take place once again March the 13th at 7 p.m. at Tri-Rivers Auditorium. Okay, we are in a new month, and this is the month of March.
It is indeed.
The third month of 2024. Now, this month was named for the Roman god of war, Mars. This was a time of year to resume military campaigns that had been interrupted by winter. Another thing is, why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Who was the real St. Patrick? Why are shamrocks a symbol of this day? Enjoy it. Patrick's Day history, legends, and lore. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day of 2024. This year, St. Patrick's Day will be observed on Sunday, March the 17th. Although the holiday originally started as a Christian feast day celebrating the life of St. Patrick and the spreading of Christianity to Ireland, today it is a day of revelry and a celebration of things Irish. Don't forget to wear green. When is St. Patrick's Day? St. Patrick's Day is officially observed on March the 17th. Each year, same date. Celebrations may not be limited to this date. The significance of March 17th is that it's said to be the date of St. Patrick's death in the late 5th century. St. Patrick's Day dates. Year 2024, March 17th. 2025, will be Monday, March 17th. 2026 will be Tuesday, March 17th. And 2027, Wednesday, March 17th. Wow, that was something I really didn't know. I don't think I did. If I did, I forgot. It's on the same date every year, March 17th. That's a little bit of March. Okay, now I will turn my attention. Oh, no, 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 no. One more thing.
Uh-oh, go for it.
Thought for today.
Today.
Thinking too much.
Uh-oh. Thinking too much about you, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. Thought for today. It is so long. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read. I'll read half this hour and half the next hour. Oh, thinking too much.
I would ask you, had you read it, to see what it was saying, and then just go in there and give everybody a synopsis.
A little bit. I'm going to start doing that for these long ones.
Yeah, just
right?
Do your own thing, and then
yeah,
give us your brief thought of what it is.
Okay.
Or make up something.
One thing I know, it is the biggest disease of the mind, is overthinking, especially too much. Thinking about others, what they did, what they should do, mm-hmm. what they should have done, what they said. What you wish they had said, why they spoke at all. All of these rob the mind of its inherent serenity. Thinking too much is like eating too much. The heaviness makes it impossible to remain light and flexible. We get stuck on little things, and gradually the little things become huge things, which we cannot shake off. Often, when we think too much, we fantasize and overreact. Thus, we create negative feelings. So think on that until the next hour. If that doesn't help you or did, please share with someone else that may need that. Okay? All
now,
right.
Now, give me that. You said WGH-107 when I go up on the net.
Yeah, 1071.com. That's the net. 1071.com.
Okay.
Now, that's the radio
that
dial.
Right there,
yeah,
okay.
The blue. The blue. Right.
Okay.
Is it too soon to turn my attention to you?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Now I turn my attention to my guest today, Willie Harris, Tap One.
You know, he's an author, too.
Wait a minute. Let's get your mic ready. What, they got this all turned around? Let's see. Get your mics ready. All right.
So you didn't think they were working before? The mic still, that
it's
is.
Not that it wasn't working. It wasn't even turned toward you, so I couldn't hear you. And not just me.
Radio station talking place. Okay. Now, go ahead with what you were saying.
Well, I talked about thinking too much.
Uh-huh.
But how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Really. Still sorting out things as far as doing the internet and doing Willie Harris Tap 1 and now and then, me and my son. It was just, it takes a lot of work to do stuff.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does.
Oh, my gosh.
But the thing is, Linda, you need to get started.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Is this my day?
Well, yeah. You know, the sooner you get started, the better. I'm always encouraging people that...
Yes, you are.
...that are trying to reach out further. I mean, it's not... It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to... You have to get involved in it to see how it works, first of all. You know, and a lot of times people try to study it. And you can study some stuff.
Right.
But anyways... You got to get involved, man. I was looking at a guy, young dude, man. First of all, my son helped me to a lot of stuff.
I'm sure.
I'd be looking at him, so stupid. I know I do. I'd be looking at him. He'd be like, Pop, come on, man. Ain't that serious? Because I know I'd be looking at him stupid because he'd be talking about stuff. I'm like, I can't.
No idea, right?
It's just like him. Did you get that, Pop?
All right.
I'm like, okay. And then he'll be like, okay, hold up. He said, I got you. And then he'll go back to something old school.
That he bring you up to date, right?
And then he'll rough that in there. And then he'll say, okay, now remember how that was? He said, now take that and add something like this to it. And this is what it would be. And then, you know, and then it brings you up. So
right.
I say this to all people that are...
sorry.
You want to open it?
Yes, please.
All people that are getting up in age or just doesn't want to get involved with stuff, man. You get yourself some younger people to be around. If you don't do nothing, go to a youth center or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Because these young kids really are light years away from us in their thinking. They really are. So,
and that's why it's so...
Go ahead.
That's why it's so easy for us not to get involved, because it involves a lot of work.
Yeah, that's true. It does. And the energy that it requires, we no longer have.
Right.
Okay, you lose that around 45. Years of age, you don't have that energy.
No.
You know, me and another friend was talking about when, if you 20 and I'm 30, me and you can still probably run just about as strong. You know, that don't make that big of a difference. But when I get 30 and you get 40, however the
right
now, 40 years on your body will take a bigger toll.
Oh yeah.
Than 30 years did.
Absolutely.
And you're going to feel it. Mm-hmm. When you get 40, bam, 40 shows up. You know it.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Okay, that's how, ooh, Lord. Now, take that all the way up to where we done got to now, to where I am, 70.
Well, 40 was young, right?
40 was young.
It was. A lot of vitality. Absolutely.
If you look at where you are now in comparison to what I'm saying about with these younger kids, They can tell we slow.
I know. They
you know
all
what
do.
I think it's cool, man.
What's that?
My son actually cooks dinner.
He does?
Yeah. He don't tell me what he cooking. He just go and cook.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's cool. And he'll come to me and say, hey, Pop, I got such and such and such and such. And the boy got good at cooking.
All right now.
Now, he should, as much as he watched me cook,
okay.
And as much as I've talked to him about cooking,
right?
You would think, and I'm just glad it worked, you know,
right.
Because number one, every man should know how to wash his own clothes, take his own finances, cook his own food, keep his own house clean, that sort of thing, you know. You need
it's
to
true.
Know how to take care of yourself, and like I said, before you enter into somebody else's life and ruin
and didn't get mad because they
okay,
said
all of y'all out there that done ruined somebody else's life, but we know we have. We didn't intentionally do it. We thought we was in love.
and that overshadowed everything else, right?
Boy, I'm gonna tell you. Like my man said, boy, hush. Yeah, and you don't realize until you get 45 and on. Like, you know, that was stupid.
Right, right.
Man.
I could have done better when you think about it, right? Yeah, whew. I could have done better.
I tell you, man. You know, one thing that I come to understand, God's little secret, or whoever you want to call, the universe creator.
Right.
I'm calling God. You call him whatever you want. Or her. However you want to do it. I don't care. That particular entity have a little bit of comedy in how they like to orchestrate stuff.
Right, right.
You know, they'll make a giraffe with all that long neck. And he can't hardly reach to the ground.
I know.
Because his legs too long in the front. But he got short legs in the back.
Right.
Which he need to be high to keep the lions from jumping on him and eating his booty.
Oh, my. Isn't that something? So God, you don't said, think about that.
So, it gave him big foots and he can kick good.
Okay? Uh-huh.
But you got to be in it to see that, but you looking this way.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's just sometimes it's just fascinating to me how God gets off on how our situations are.
Amen.
And so we still have to rely on him. So that's the bottom line, too. But I forgot what I was going to tell you. We was talking about something, and I got off and started talking about Mary had a little lamb. Mobile day shift. Okay.
I'm trying to think where we was myself.
Oh, I don't know. We don't keep no.
Oh, you're talking about your son.
Yeah, I was just talking about how when he...
How you're fascinated by him, yeah.
How he brings me up to speed on this internet. And he was showing me some stuff yesterday on YouTube. I said, well, man, you know, this, that, and whatever. I can't get my... it's okay, but supposing... Because I'm trying to learn... Okay, sometimes you get to a point where on YouTube, you're specific on what you're going to do.
Right.
Okay. You get so used to doing different things and tried everything, you kind of, what happens is what you boil down to,
mm-hmm.
that's usually what you're going to be.
Right.
So when you see someone that has a podcast that's been on for 4, 5, 6 years, well, you go back and look at some of their older stuff. See, I never thought about you can go into YouTube and tell them to go to the oldest to the newest. And then it'll show you his very first or her very first video. And then you look at that and you be like, well, wait a minute, you wasn't that good.
Right.
You know, because everybody starts in one little room or closet or out in the garage. Everybody started like that. Now, you know, you got some privileged people, but we ain't talking about them. We're talking about average folk.
Right.
So it's going to be a start, but you get to the point to where you start doing something and then you get good at it,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you say, I'm going to keep doing that.
Right.
Know? And that's what I like because I be thinking about stuff. And my son said, Pop, we ain't trying to do that, man. He said, listen, man, listen to me. He said, look, man. And see, he had to learn to have patience because I told him one day, I said, son, do you know how much patience I had to do with you raising you?
Said, no, 18 years, right? 18, plus.
No, he's 28. I'm still happening. What you talking
right.
about?
You're right.
No.
That never stops,
no,
though.
No, it don't. They don't tell you that either.
No, they don't.
They and don't tell you. You don't never get rid of your kids.
No. It never stops.
No. And they always something. And whew, it's just cool to have people around you that understand stuff.
Amen. I agree
because
with that.
I'm telling you, I'm getting older, I thought I was losing thought. But no, I only have one type of thought. Because my thought is from my 1 to my 70.
Right.
And life has been working all that time, but it's going beyond my thinking.
Oh, yeah.
But back, you know, like an old guy was talking to me. He said, you know what, buddy? He said, you used to could take a dime and a pair of pliers and you do anything you want to a car.
Really?
Pretty much. That's simple, but
right.
basic.
Back in the day,
basic.
Right? Yeah. You said that no more,
if
right?
You can find out how to open the hood.
You're right about that. Oh, my gosh. Right. Now, where's the windshield wiper fluid? Where does that go? I see the container, but where?
See, that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
it's complicated.
You know, in the future, our cars would be like, hey, fool, you parked over here. You don't remember what you bought me?
Right.
And then all of my joint, all the cars come out. Yeah, mine do the same thing. I tell you the truth. Man, you got these humans cannot remember where they park us. And we tired of them. That's what we're going to do for them. So get ready. Then when, by the time you get in the car, it won't allow you to buckle up, put the groceries in it, just take off. You know, I mean, cars are going to be
doing thought, right?
They're going to treat us the way we've been treating them.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and we know we've been neglecting cars. Don't wash them. We don't talk to them. You see, and our cars may talk to you. Say, your door's ajar.
Right.
We don't never come to the car and say, car, you know, how you doing today? Now, some people might be doing that, and y'all is doing that. If you get caught caressing your car and talking to it, you should be locked up.
Now, that's funny. But you're right. I mean, hey, you talk to yourself, right? We do.
Man, not only do I talk, I write myself letters.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely not. Not anymore, but I used to.
You used
to? Yeah. So I know this is how I feel about this. You know, some people say, well, it's like having a diary, whatever.
True.
Sometimes you just have to write. You know, there's another person inside of us anyhow.
Spirit, yes.
Get started on your YouTube channel. I told you, Linda.
I have.
You got a first. Do you have a YouTube channel at all?
No.
Okay.
And have not even started.
Go up to YouTube. Put your name in there. You know your name.
I know my name.
Okay. It's that. Okay. You got a, in your bag. There's a little card. Got your picture on it. I don't look like you now, because at that time you were going through something totally different.
Right.
But now you're beautiful. At that particular time. So anyhow, when you look at that, that's called ID.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When you look on there, it's gonna have a name on there. That's who you is.
Oh, all you got to do is type in your name in YouTube search.
Yeah, just like you do when you're looking for mine. Just put in, you know.
Oh, okay.
Just like if you put in Willie Harris Tap.
Let me see what this is going to do if I do this.
Here, do it on this one.
I can't do it on my own?
Yeah, but this is bigger. How we think in this country. Bigger is better.
You think something's going to pop up?
What, if you put in Willie Harris?
Willie Sims. I mean, Linda Sims. Oh, current information. Oh, business site.
Oh, yeah. It'll tell that you at work if you ain't careful.
Oh, that's not me, though. I got a lot of Linda Sims.
Yeah, but, you know.
Where am I at? Okay. Linda Sims found. I haven't found me yet.
But wait a minute. See, what happened is now you would have to start narrowing it down.
Yeah.
But just like I know lawyers keep calling me every so often, every 8 months or 6 months, and ask me about an ex-wife of mine. And I keep trying to tell them I don't know who this person is, where that person is. I can't look them up because I don't know what names they're under.
Well, I tell you,
your stuff is in there.
I'm sure it is. Have to put my.
But what happened is you would have to narrow it down and say, you know, put a middle name or something like that, or put Harding high, and so that it'll know to eliminate all that other stuff that doesn't have that in it.
Right, I see that. Well, I will have to work on that then. I would try to do that. I just haven't had the time. And sometimes I don't even think about it.
Girl, please. You know, I don't think about it until... Well, I do now, I have to say, because I've done it for a couple of weeks now, or years. And actually, it's been 3 years. And so, you know, slowly catching on to some things.
Right.
But it really do take time. And everybody learns different.
That's true.
And everybody learns different things.
That's true, too. Wow. Yeah. And, you know, I was looking for myself on Facebook, and there's like 6 Linda Sims. 6 people with the same name. Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is. And when I... before I went back to my maiden name, I was Linda Wade. There was about 5 of them.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is a common name, evidently. You know what I mean?
Well, try Willie.
That's a common name as well. My it's name, an old name like
girl,
mine,
I,
but
if
yeah.
You go and then, you know, for the longest time, I didn't know any white Willies.
Okay.
They's more and more coming out now. I think they were calling themselves something else, and Willie is okay now.
And Bill.
And they might have been saying William or Bill or
right,
something
like Will,
that. Right,
Will, yeah.
But now, I know I was looking at this news anchor, and he said, hey, but Willie. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, so you's a Willie, too.
Yeah, there was a Willie on MSNBC. Is he still there, or is that the channel?
I might be the one I was talking about, yeah. Because I wasn't looking at, well, all I know was just some news.
Right, stuff. Right. I used to watch that a lot of times, almost every day, MSNBC.
Like the Edge of Night?
Yeah, especially when Barack was running. I think I really started getting contacted or paid attention to like elections and news when George Bush was running. I mean, it was a long time. I mean,
I didn't catch none of that.
You didn't?
No, nah, man.
Because, you know, our parents
when Barack,
was...
When Barack was running, that was the first... I mean, that's not the first time I had voted, but it was the first time I started paying attention,
yeah.
People talking about the different things voting did.
Oh, yeah.
I was... Because I never even knew the primary thing. I remember one time I went to vote, which I think early voting is on now, y'all. So
it is. I voted yesterday.
I voted a few days back. I voted before you.
Mm-hmm.
So my vote went in before yours, so they probably canceled yours because I told them, look, once I said what I had to say, there's no more
right.
to be said. I'd vote for me. You know, I heard an interesting concept today that's starting to bounce around.
What's that?
You know, if Kamala Harris... Mm-hmm. The vice president.
Right.
Really wanted to. It's within her power to walk on either the Congress floor or the Senate and declare Joe Biden the winner for 2024.
Really?
Now, because the precedence has been set with all this stuff that Trump has done.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now, let me just tell you this, how stuff works in layers. When I first started hearing this kind of talk, it was just amongst people that was out, you know, that I was talking to out in the street.
Right.
I'm starting to hear people say it now on some of these radio stations when people don't look like us.
Hmm.
So that means they starting to pay attention to that thought process.
Okay.
And...
Say that again. She has the power to...
She has the actual authority to
authority,
do
authority, right.
Because they can't... Remember, he was trying to get Pence, which was the vice president, to do that.
Oh. That's what he was trying to get
Something
Pence
to
do.
Effect, yes.
Right.
So the vice president can do that.
Hmm.
Ain't supposed to, but they can.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I just heard a dude talking about it. Hmm. And I guess that there's all kinds of complications in there, how it would have to be done.
Right, right.
But I done heard that mentioned a few in different spots.
Right.
That they can just do the same thing he did. Just say, well, I'm not giving it back to you. I'm not giving you the power. What you gonna do about it? I still control all of the military, all of the money.
True. Mm. Wow.
Listen, man, my mother told me one time, and I've said this 1,000 times in my lifetime, I bet you. Maybe not that many times, maybe about 150. She said, son, you know how people let their dogs go out in the street and poop or whatever? She
right.
said, if you see dried up dog stuff,
mm-hmm.
she says, step over it and keep going. She said, because old mess will stink if you stir it up.
Oh, my. Good. Wisdom.
Now, let me tell you how she proved. My mother was very practical. She would take, when she see a turd, she would take and hit it and crack it open. and let you see that it stank again.
Your mom.
Man, this woman, she her wisdom was in today's form probably would be abusive. But
she was still alive when I moved on down the street from her.
Mm-hmm.
She put her ex, when we changed the name from Martin Luther King to Martin Luther King from Cass Avenue, she put her signature on our petition. Yeah, she sure did.
Yeah, she was cool.
I think we got pictures of her as well. Yeah.
Interesting lady.
Yeah, she was.
I didn't like her.
I know you loved your mother. You know, women back in them days had that mother wit.
I'll let you
couldn't get nothing over on her. I know that.
Well, no, I tried.
God would show her.
I tried. No, that woman knew stuff, man.
That's what I'm saying. God showed her. He sure did.
And I knew, and a lot of people knew to respect that, too.
Yes.
And she said, now, honey, I don't know this part, but I know this part. She said, God done showed me this. And,
yeah.
And I'd be like, see, now, I know it's wrong to say this, but people, God snitching on folks.
He do.
And they say snitches should get stitches. So what do you think we ought to do when we get up there?
And then you can do with that.
See, and that's another thing.
Right.
Like my boy used to tell Ollie in Laurel and Hardy, he said, it's another thing you've gotten us into, Stanley. Now, here's the thing. We should be enough to argue about some of this stuff.
Well, you better argue down here and get it over with, because you're not going to do it up there.
Hell, it ain't going over too well here.
I know.
But you got to...
You gotta respect God, you know, because he king.
I just used to get so mad, I'd just take my gun and just shoot up in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
In case I hit it. At least put a hole in something.
You know who else tried that, right?
No.
Nimrod.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. They were shooting arrows up in the heavens.
Nimrod. What happened to him? Because I don't want to say.
And God was sending back.
I don't want the same thing to come happen.
I know, that's right. God was sending arrows back down with blood on it. As if. They had reached him. They were just that crazy.
Well, let me say this. You know the old argument on New Year's Eve when people used to shoot guns up in there? How come the bullets never came down and hit nobody?
That depends.
You ain't never heard nobody.
No.
You ain't never heard it reported.
No.
You ain't never seen it reported.
But you have heard.
Wait a minute now.
Okay, not New Year's Eve. You have heard. That stray bullets do find victims sometimes, you know.
When you're shooting them at somebody on the ground.
Okay.
But when you shoot it up in the air.
What happens to it?
That's my question.
Gravity has got to come back down.
That's what people say. But like I said, all the guns that get shot around the world, they throw stuff out in Italy.
They do what?
They throw stuff out. I say throw stuff out. They throw out anything old that they don't want.
Oh, okay.
When I say they throw it out, I mean they hang over the balcony and throw it out into the
street. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Dishes, sinks. I'm not lying.
I believe you live there. I know you know just talking self, about.
They said, boy, don't be out on New Year's Eve. Oh, Lord, you know.
And you was out, right?
One time, only time, last time.
Okay.
I had a little car that you see now, the Cinquecentes, which is your 500, Fiat 500s.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to call them Chinks because they was Cinque meant five. So that's what they call them. Okay.
Right.
So the Chinquas. Man, and that thing had a sunroof that you could let off. And I mean, people were throwing dishes and stuff out. I'm out there dodging stuff like a fool. I had to eventually go and park until it all got over. But you know, the next day, they would clean all that stuff up, man.
Really?
By the next morning, man. You can't even really see no resemblance of it. Maybe a little teeny bit of stuff, but
wow.
For the most part, you don't see anything. I mean, they'd be throwing glasses and everything out, man. All kinds of stuff. Wives, Get rid of her whole wife. You get tired of her, throw her ass out to you. Get me another wife.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Could we throw the husband out, too?
Apparently.
Boyfriend.
Apparently.
Guy friend, whatever, you know.
If you can trick him to the balcony. Hey, come here, honey. I want to show you something. Yeah, no, no, it's over. No, you got to lean over. Down. It's down there.
Right.
See? It's down there. Just, whoop, just slip his feet up. Said, go, oh, she done thrown him out. She
go.
Finally come to the realization he needed to be
got to go.
Got to chalk him out.
Mm-mm-mm. That is something.
Well.
But that makes good sense, though.
I don't know. To throw your wife out?
No, I mean, get rid of the old and bring in the new. Because we can hold. I like.
Let me say this to you. The one thing I found out about Italy is. It's never a country that's going to ever, ever develop but so much because they have so much history.
Right, old
that
stuff.
They refuse to, in order to do modern things, they would have to tear a lot of stuff down. They're not going to do that.
Oh, my. Right.
They're not going to do it.
Right. You're right. Now, and I understand that.
I mean, because they're going to, their culture is that. And I mean, and their culture, and Italy is the only place that I've ever really been where I saw their culture. I mean, their culture is so heavy with the singing and the way that they, hey, what are you doing all that stuff?
Right.
They serious about that.
Right.
These people are like that, you know. And you hear people singing in the morning off the balcony. I mean, it's a beautiful. It's a place, man. It is. It's all that stuff you see on TV about it. They do all that. Now
right.
You got other stuff hooked in there too because. They had never seen so many black people.
Wow.
As they did with me.
You say with you.
Well, I hung out with these guys that was basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like one of the shorter persons. I didn't play the game with them, but I hung around them.
Right.
And we played mostly Italian basketball teams. So when we would go to these places... And we would get out the bus,
mm-hmm.
and you got like 12, 13 black guys, and they all six something.
Right.
And we talking and not paying it because our culture is still telling us to be loud and
obnoxious and all
obnoxious
that stuff.
As we can be. And we slapping hands, and it wasn't until a guy asked me one time, he said, how do you guys walk without tripping over each other?
Mm-hmm.
He said, and you're always touching one another. You know, because you know how we are, brothers, always hitting each other,
right,
and
right.
smacking hands and doing, you know, all this. Because, you know, we're in the military. You know, you had to do dab in the military, too.
Okay.
Man, I ran up one time. I got in the child line to get me some food.
Mm-hmm.
The dude said, yo, man, what you doing? Getting ready to get some food. He said, no, not until you dap everybody. Man, it's like 35 people in line. He said, man, you better get started.
Really?
I had to go at the front. Man, you didn't. We had rules back then. This was
okay.
In the 70s. I had to go up to the front of the line and dap everybody all the way back until I got in line.
You had to do that every day.
Every day that you saw the jail. Or you try to get there and be first. And you look,
wow.
See if there's a line. There's a line. You're like, I'll wait until that go down.
Right.
Because the longer you wait, the longer the line get.
Of course.
And then you dapping all day. But then what we did... We came up with what we call a short man's dap,
mm-hmm.
which is almost always just three hits, you know. So you just bump and then you, or whatever the case
right.
may be, and you're through. Instead of going through all this other stuff, because some people had stuff that they would only do with their group, you know, so they had to do their thing. And you sitting there waiting for them to finish doing all that stuff they doing, taking an hour, because you know how we can be. You know,
right.
You're grabbing the moon and the stars and putting them back in the air, you know, and dancing and, you know, floating, levitating and doing all kinds of crazy nonsense,
mm-mm.
you know, before we go in and eat.
Right. That is way too
I love boot
much.
Camp, though. I boot camp and the military, man, that was a great life.
I bet it was.
It was. It was so much fun.
Being young, too.
Oh, my goodness. That was the best part. I didn't know no better.
Right.
Because had I known, it would have spoiled a lot of stuff.
I'm sure.
You know, oh, yeah, man. I would have been apprehensive about a lot. I wouldn't have been so free.
<It's>
to
so
do
free.
All the stupid stuff that I did, man. I mean.
But that's what youth is about.
That's what I was saying earlier, man. Mm-hmm. God's little joke is to make your past your enemy if you don't know how to work with it. By constantly reminding, because every time you get ready to say something, do something, say, you remember now. You know you did such and such. Remember that?
Right.
You're like, can you shut up? No. You wanted to be big and bold when you were done it.
Right.
Now I'm just here to remind you. You can't get rid of that, because that's your conscience.
Right, and that's your teacher.
Yeah.
That's your teacher.
I've been trying to shut him down, though.
I bet you do. I'll be shutting him down. You ain't going far, though. You ain't going nowhere.
It ain't work.
No.
Yet, but I'm just going to keep trying.
Wow. But we have explored a lot of avenues in this first hour, Willie.
There's a lot of things to talk about.
It sure is. Oh, my gosh.
Cat Williams.
Oh, he done went another level now, right? He done went. He has. He done went a whole nother level up, 2 or 3.
Cat, man. Boy. I've been watching Cat, man, the whole time. And what I was watching and what I was hearing, I was realizing this little thing here, this little dynamite that he's explosive, and I knew he had good sense,
right?
Because the stuff he talked made sense to, well, at least it made sense to me.
You're telling on everybody. Nobody shut him up yet, huh?
Well. Because he's telling the truth.
Oh, my gosh.
Or a proximity of.
Mm-hmm.
Too close to where one guy, when he told one guy, and another guy they're talking to is Charleston White. You don't want to listen to him, though.
And I don't know him. I don't
Charleston
think.
White is just.
I don't think I know him.
How. Charleston White, he be like, he straight up, he has no filters.
Oh, really?
None. I can't even repeat stuff he says.
Wow.
No. Because he now. Is he telling the truth? Yeah. He just,
the way he's doing it, right?
Mm.
Wow. Does it go back to selling your soul, you know, for fame and fortune?
See, a lot of this stuff jumped off when Cat Williams first started talking about the Illuminati. Michael Jackson talked about them.
Mm-hmm.
Prince talked about them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Illuminati, apparently, whoever and whatever they are, somebody's listening. Because mysterious things is happening to people.
They're not being abducted by aliens?
If they are, the aliens are here. They're terrestrial, not extraterrestrial.
Okay. They flesh and blood.
I ain't gonna say that. Because,
all right.
Man... I don't know why people feel they know things, and I think that if you talk to enough people, to me, I've always thought a certain way, so I thought my way of thinking, not everything, just this whole thing about people.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff going on. We can't even see, like, radio frequencies. You can't see them.
No.
But they're running all through this room.
Yes, they are.
And if you could see the spiritual realm.
Through the air, right.
If you could see into the spiritual realm, man, you see all kinds of crazy stuff.
Mm.
Well, these demons are busy.
Yes. That we know, we've heard of, and we do believe, of course. But like you said, we can't see it.
But you can sense it, you can smell it.
Yeah.
And you can get glimpse of it.
True.
Okay, if you know how to look, if you know what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because they always try to disguise themselves as a something or to throw you off.
We're out of time for the first hour, but we're going to take that up next hour. Thank you, Willa Harris, Tat One, and thank you for listening to A Voice of the People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Stay around for the next hour, 11:15 until the top of the hour, or 12 noon. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.